A week of violence between Israel and the Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon has led to the deaths of more than 200 people on both sides. Visiting Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abul Gait told journalists at the State Department that an urgent priority for his country is getting the two sides to agree to observe a ceasefire.
A ceasefire is imperative, and we have to keep working to reach that objective. It is imperative. We have to bring it to an end as soon as possible.
Speaking at a joint news appearance with the Egyptian foreign minister, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she supports the idea of a ceasefire.
We all agree that it should happen as soon as possible when conditions are conducive to do so.
Leaders at the just-concluded G8 summit issued a statement calling on both sides, Israel and Hezbollah, to take actions that could diffuse tensions. It did not call for an immediate ceasefire, but Rice praised it as an eloquent statement that is helping to create what she described as circumstances for one.
We all want a cessation of violence. We all want a protection of the protection of civilians. We have to make certain that anything that we do is going to be of lasting value. The Middle East has been through too many spasms of violence, and we have to deal with underlying conditions so that we can create sustainable conditions for political progress there.
The secretary said she is focused on this issue and has been in close consultations with other countries, including the G8 leading industrialized nations and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council known as the P5. She added that she intends to go to the region, but only when it is, in her words, appropriate, necessary, and helpful to the situation. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.